from JMIS for the final time in 17, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. All a bit croaky. A few late night on the disco floor on the holiday, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself, Mike, but disco and me and dance floors, they don't mix, but there may have been a wine or two.
Now, Bitcoin, where do you reckon we're at this as we end the year, and when does the bubble burst, and when do people wake up to it all?
When does the madness stop? I was talking to someone about this 24 hours ago, Mike, and I didn't think it could get any worse, but the last 24 hours, the madness has just continued. It's been a swag of headlines, hasn't there, in the last 24 hours? Now, get this. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission have just suspended a company called the crypto company, because the stock of this company is up 2,700% this month. Now, this was a company that made sports bras. Now, they've now said that they're going to launch trading operations and platforms with digital currencies. The stock's up 2,700%. This company lost $2.7 million last year. It's got a few hundred thousand dollars in revenue. Its market capitalization currently, Mike, $11 billion. I mean, this is completely nuts. Yeah. A Korean crypto exchange got hacked. It's gone bust in the last 24 hours. Some app maker has seen its shares triple in value after buying a patent for Bitcoin ATMs or royalties or something. I mean, the madness is crazy, Mike. But what bothers me, though, what really gets my attention is the potential for a real crisis in confidence in these cryptocurrencies, yep, flowing into the traditional market. So if you're looking for potentially for a catalyst that'll stop the 10-year bull run post the GFC, this could be it.
It's almost like we don't learn. As we look back on 17, what do you reckon are the big bits? What are the bits that you remember?
Yeah, Mike, you know what I love about financial markets, the landscape's constantly changing. You know, when you're managing money and portfolios, you're constantly reacting to changes. I mean, history sort of, perhaps it doesn't repeat itself, but what does it do? It rhymes, as I think Mark Twain said. But things that come to mind this year, I was thinking about this, and in no particular order or order of relevance, but zero leaving the NZX, Mike, I think that's a huge blow for the NZX, and the exchange needs to respond with positive initiatives there. The train wreck that was the building division of Fletcher Building. I mean, gosh, can we forget that? But what about the soaring stars on the NZX, A2 and Synlait, benefiting from global and particularly Chinese desire for infant milk formula, the continuation, Mike, of the post-GFC share market rally. I mean, we're almost getting to the 10-year mark now. A new political landscape in New Zealand, big for business and financial markets, and a new RB governor, Mike. I mean, I'm always very conscious of the role of the Reserve Bank in the New Zealand economy. We've got Adrian Orr there now. I mean, not quite, but he has been appointed. Many more events, but those are the ones that sort of popped into my head, Mike.
Tell you what, and you and I are on the same page with this. The thing that we're going to be talking about next year, and the thing we need to worry about, these business and consumer confidence numbers are real, and they're here and they're now, and the government need to do something about it.
Yeah, when I look at what's the year ahead got in store for us, Mike, and I look at financial markets and business, I mean, part of my job, actually, because we manage money at JMIS, part of my job is to worry. I mean, I'm paid to worry about things, and I do worry about the loss of consumer confidence and business confidence towards the end of this year. It is real, and it has an impact. And if people aren't confident, they don't hire, they don't spend, and they don't take risks. I worry about the fall-off in dairy prices a little bit coming to the end of the year as well, Mike. I mean, we've seen that towards the end of 2007. There seems to be plenty of inventory, plenty of supply. And the last thing I suppose I'm worrying about for the year ahead is the unintended consequences of the weight and complexity of new policy initiatives we're coming out of the government. They're just pulling so many levers. I'm worried about not what are good intentions, but the unintended consequences. But, Mike, but, the world still needs protein. The tourism industry is robust. It's a very important part of our national economy. Growth will be lower than we expect it, but it will be okay. At the end of the day, Mike, who doesn't love living in New Zealand?
Could not agree more. Give me the numbers one more time.
Dow Jones, last time this year, 24,768, up 13. S&P 500, 2681, no change there. NASDAQ, 6949, down 15 there. FTSE 100, 7523, down 20. The Nikkei, 22891, up 23. Shanghai Composite was down 9, 3287. ASX 200 barely moved yesterday, 6075. And the NZX 50 for the last time this year, 8383, down 18 yesterday. The New Zealand dollar, 0.6972 against the US, 0.9095 against the Aussie, 0.5870 against the Euro, 0.5199 against the Pound, 79 even against the Japanese Yen. Gold trading at $1,265.28, and Brent crude $64.26. And a big Merry Christmas from me and JMIS to everyone out there this year.
Congratulations on your work. Merry Christmas to you and the family too. See you in 2018. Andrew Kelleher at JMIS. You get hold of him. And even on holiday, why not bother him on a holiday? JMIS.co.nz.
After all, he gets paid to worry.
Exactly.